Today, I'm outside the LifeWord studio on a high school football field with this question. Have you ever been stopped by a flag on the play? Watching a football game, you know all throughout the game, you'll see the referees throw what looks to me like a little yellow scarf up in the air to stop the game. This is called a flag. Why do they do this? What does that yellow flag on the field mean? It means a rule has been broken by one of the players. Football fans know this well. You know when someone breaks a rule. The official, who knows all the rules of the game, sees the foul occur. So they throw the yellow flag in the air, it lands on the field, and play stops. This is when a lot of times you may see an instant replay of what happened. The referee announces the foul or the rule that was broken, as well as which player broke the rule. And then he announces the penalty, which will be enforced on one of the teams. There are consequences to breaking the rules. Now, to be honest, I don't watch a lot of football, but I've seen enough to know some of the penalties or reasons a flag would be thrown. At the beginning of a play, a player could be offsides. There could be a false start, or one team could take too long to snap the ball. The most common fouls are holding, pass interference, or someone might grab a face mask, which is a big no-no. Sometimes a flag is thrown for unnecessary roughness. There's no need for all that roughness on the field, right? It's just a game. But oh, how serious the game gets. Can you imagine watching your favorite team play and seeing the other team commit foul after foul without a flag being thrown or penalty given to the team that broke the rules? I've seen enough coaches on the sidelines and fans in the bleachers lose their mind when just one foul isn't called on a play. Rules matter. At least when they are broken in football, we for sure want to see those yellow flags on the field and penalties given. What about in everyday life? Lately, I've been wanting to throw a few flags on the field. I'm seeing all sorts of fouls, even in my own home. I may get a yellow flag and start throwing it in the air for unfinished homework and chores not done. Flag on the play, daughter number one. Unnecessary talk back and disobedience, right? Penalty is loss of phone for 1 week. Take a look around in this game of life we're all living. For those who claim to know Jesus and those who don't, I think we need some flags to be thrown. We end up out of bounds to the truth of God's word, and as a result, there is no standard for what is right, what is good, what is fair, what is wrong, what is rude, or what is evil. Everybody is offsides. No flags on the play, no penalties, just play and do whatever you want. Who cares about the rules? God cares about the rules. They matter. He gave us 10 very specific ones and sent his son to satisfy every single one so we could be saved by his grace. But it doesn't stop there. If we love God, we will want to obey and pursue his way. Even in our best efforts, we fall short, but that's when a flag can be thrown in love to speak truth. James 5, 19 and 20. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. In love, we correct. In love, we care enough to stand for truth and share the gospel with those who will listen and believe. Because the very real penalty for those who do not is death. That's the truth. Know it, walk in it, and abide in it. As you do, you'll see the boundaries more clearly. And in love, you can help those around you do the same on the field of life. I'm Lori Klein.